Francisco Mendoza is a seventh grader with a sweet smile. Like many boys his age, though, he has yes and no answers to most questions, so it wasn't easy getting the details of his life. But maybe that's because of the struggle and the loss his family has endured. Francisco's father died when he was 3 years old, and his mother works low-wage jobs to provide for her family. But playing the cello relieves Francisco's stress. Francisco is one of 56 kids in YAMA, an anti-poverty after-school program that teaches classical music in small group settings. Well, he was one of 56, and then something changed.
I decided to leave YAMA because basically all my friends would say it was a waste of my time. So I listened to them and I left.
Francisco often feels older than his 12-year-old peers. He says, when you're young, there's a lot that makes you happy, but when you're older, you have responsibilities to worry about. Many kids in YAMA come from migrant families. They face poverty, home life trauma, the loss of a parent, and sometimes pressure to join gangs. According to Jose Antonin Abreu, who started El Sistema in Venezuela, the program which YAMA is based, children who live in poverty have no public worth. But a child who learns an instrument becomes a role model for his family and peers. They develop an identity which fosters responsibility and perseverance. And that helps a child perform better in school. Perhaps Francisco wanted to feel like a carefree kid when he left YAMA, but then he noticed his grades slipping.
My grades weren't that good because usually what I would do is like get home and just go hang out with friends. And then forget about homework, and then like try doing it all quick in the morning. And that really didn't help, but when I came back to YAMA, it actually helps me pay attention more in school, and it releases stress.
Check out measure 13, that F is a natural, so that's super low, but then the next
YAMA director Stephanie Shu was happy to have Francisco back, but she understood why he left.
When you do something for 10 hours a week, it's really easy to decide you don't want to do that anymore. It's a lot, and not only is it 10 hours a week, you can't just show up and phone it in. You got to work hard, and you're constantly having to be vulnerable. You really need to trust others around you. You can't really learn anything unless you take risks, which obviously involves that vulnerability and trust.
Heidi Villatoro is a sixth grader who also plays the cello. Now in her third year with YAMA, her grades show the positive effects of the program.
I started school with D's and F's. Then I brought it up to A's and B's. I used to not do my homework and not pay attention in class because I had other things in my mind. Then when I started YAMA, like, the music was in my head, but I still started listening and doing my homework. And that's how I started getting good grades.
Alan Matsumoto is the principal of Garfield Elementary School, where YAMA meets to practice. He noticed the parents of YAMA students being affected by their children's performances.
I mean, I remember our first show at the Seasons Hall. The parents didn't know what to expect, and they were kind of embarrassed about being down in like where the paying audience sits, so they all went upstairs. But the moment our kids came on, and we didn't have the fancy video cameras and stuff like that, all the cell phones popped out, they're taping away, just like any other parent would.
Matsumoto says the program has strong family support because parents see their children's talent and possibilities, maybe in a musical career or going to college. One of those parents is Roxana Villatoro, Heidi's mom.
Porque ella era bien tímida.
Because
no
she
le gustaba,
was really shy.
No le gustaba conversar con alguien.
She didn't like to talk to somebody or to people.
Y pues dije yo, pues, tal vez este programa, pues ella le da un poquito más de confianza en ella misma.
And I thought that this program would give her more self-confidence.
Ya, pues en el, con el tiempo que ella ha estado en el programa, me ha dado cuenta que sí, le ayudó y le está ayudando muchísimo.
And I've realized that during the time that she's been in the program, it's helped her quite a bit.
It made me feel very happy because I cannot even explain it. My mom said that if I keep doing a great work in YAMA, I could even go to Central.
That's Central Washington University. Heidi would be the first in her family to attend college.
Pues yo me siento orgullosa porque digo, pues es bueno, por una parte le digo, es bueno, le digo que tú sigas tu sueño, ya que pues nosotros no lo conseguimos, pero ella
I
sí.
feel proud that she has this dream, and I think that she should follow her dream. Mm-hmm. Myself, I wasn't able to fulfill my dream, so I want to support her in doing that.
And Francisco Mendoza is thinking about his future too.
When I grew up, I wanted to play music, jazz. My mom thinks I can actually like be something big if I stay in music. It makes me feel good.
I'm Sue Ann Ramella for Northwest Public Radio News.